Joining me on Caradio's Afternoon Newsline for a little discussion about being water wise, Danielle Aller, Public Affairs Specialist with Colorado Springs Utilities. Hello, Danielle.
Hello, how are you?
We're wonderfully well. Thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us here to talk a little bit about the new watering restrictions or being water wise between the months of May and October this year.
Sure. So City Council approved these changes in December of 2019. And it's a good time to remind people about those changes now that the weather is warming and folks are spending a lot more time in their garden. Those changes include watering up to 3 days a week, and you can choose the days. So that applies to irrigation. So if you have a sprinkler system that would run up to three days a week. However, if you have gardens, flower gardens, vegetable gardens, you can still water with a hose attachment or a drip system any day of the week and in the middle of the day.
Ah, perfect. Okay. So mainly limited to irrigation systems. And what's the objective in terms of how much water the city wants to save and over what period of time?
Oh, that's a great question. This is part of our 2017, sorry, we had what's called an integrated water resource plan. And in that plan, it identified water conservation as a source of water savings. So over the next 50 years, our community needs to save more than 10,000 acre feet of water to meet those long-term water resource goals. So to put that into perspective, that's enough water to fill more than 5,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools each year. But these new rules are expected to meet about 10% of our efficiency goals.
Okay, so our contribution then as homeowners with irrigation systems, for example, is we choose our 3 days. We water before 10 and after 6. And when we have our gardens or our vegetables or things like that, we are free to water those with our hoses and attachments to those hoses.
Yes, that's correct. And for folks that are working on maybe a new lawn or a new landscape, we have what's called an establishment permit, and so that allows some additional flexibility for you to be able to water, temporarily water, more than the 3 days a week and during the day to get those new lawns and landscapes established.
Which I'm sure you see a lot of in new neighborhoods where there is new construction and people are getting their landscapes established, as you noted.
So, right, that's correct.
This is the first year that these restrictions are being put in place, and are there consequences to homeowners who tend to water more than what we are being allowed at this point?
So in the first year of 2020, what we will be doing, if there are customers who appear to be watering more than 4 days a week for a period of time, we'll receive a letter, an educational letter, warning them, notifying them of the new rules and letting them know of educational resources that are available to them. For example, we have free online webinars where they can learn more about the water-wise rules and landscape tips. And in 2020 is when folks will see those violation letters and potentially fees and fines associated with those violations.
Okay, and those fees and fines generally would not be the first thing that happens, that you would be sort of schooled or educated, informed on what the rules are and asked to stay in compliance generally.
Yes, correct. This year we really want to emphasize education, next year as well, and you will have an opportunity to receive a letter of education, a warning letter once or twice before any fees would be assessed to someone for overwatering.
Danielle Aller, the Public Affairs Specialist with CSU, or Colorado Springs Utilities, we thank you so much for your enlightenment on being water wise this year and in May through October, and spending a couple of minutes with us here on Caradio's Afternoon News.
Thank you.